here's a story from The World.
This week, 29 German police officers were suspended. Their offense? Sharing some pretty disturbing things in group chats on their cell phones. Neo-Nazi propaganda. As The World's Sarah Birnbaum reports, it is not the first time this has happened.
Sehr geehrte Damen und Herren,
at a news conference in the western German state of North Rhine-Westphalia, where the chats were discovered, the region's interior minister, Herbert Reul, described some of the material on the officers' phones. He said they shared pictures of swastikas, a photoshopped image of a refugee in a gas chamber, and a picture of a black man getting shot.
We're talking about the nastiest and most disgusting neo-Nazi racist and immigrant-baiting hatred. I didn't want to believe it at first. It's a disgrace.
This follows a string of similar incidents involving the German police and military.
Germany is confronting an enemy within its own military, an infiltration of neo-Nazis.
Has ordered the partial dissolution of Germany's elite KSK commandos, following reports of right-wing extremism in their ranks.
Right-wing enemies of the state have established contacts with units of German soldiers and police.
We have to look at the sum total of all the individual cases. Is there an actual network?
In July, German prosecutors arrested a former police officer for sending death threats to public figures with immigrant backgrounds. It also emerged police were complicit in dozens of neo-Nazi death threats over the past few years. And in June, Germany's defense minister had to disband an entire military unit because it was infiltrated by far-right extremists. For a long time, though, authorities denied there was a problem. Whenever pockets of far-right extremism were discovered in police departments or military units, politicians would downplay them as isolated cases, Einzelfälle, or what Americans call a few bad apples. The suggestion that there could be networks of extremists was dismissed. Until now, says Jeffrey Rathke at the American Institute for Contemporary German Studies at Johns Hopkins University.
Germany's version of the FBI devotes enormous resources to tracking right-wing extremism in the society. That is something Germany takes extremely seriously. But German authorities have been looking for these extremists outside of officialdom. And what they've seen in recent years is that they have to look inside.
Recently, there's been a shift in the way German politicians are talking about the problem. At that news conference on Wednesday, Herbert Reul had this to say.
You really can't talk about isolated cases anymore.
Reul went on to say his office is looking into whether there's a network of extremist sympathizers in the state's police department. It's hard to know how big of a problem right-wing extremism in the police force is. Part of the issue is that police departments in Germany are decentralized. Some departments are better than others at monitoring extremism, anti-Semitism, and racism in their ranks. Jeffrey Rathke, for one, says we're probably not talking about a shadow fascist army here. True, 29 police officers were just implicated. Still, he says,
29 is bad no matter what. But it's different from saying that the entire structure is infiltrated and infested with right extremist views.
But Rathke adds that this is something Germany needs to take seriously, given its unique history. In North Rhine-Westphalia, the interior minister is signaling just that. Herbert Reul says he wants to appoint a special envoy to investigate, quote, far-right extremist tendencies in the police. He said Germans should be prepared to uncover more cases in the future. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.